Chapter 8. Terrorists on the Move. A Senate Upended. In March 2001, Al-Hazmi and Hanjour completed their Arizona flight training and relocated to Falls Church in Northern Virginia. The area had a significant Saudi community, including the recently arrived Imam of San Diego, Anwar Alaki. Al-Hazmi and Hanjour began attending Alaki's mosque. A member of the congregation helped them find an apartment. That same person would later drive Hanjour to Paterson, New Jersey, where he would purchase his ticket for American Airlines Flight 77. On April 23rd, Walid al-Shekri and Satam al-Sukami arrived in Orlando, Florida. Over the following 3 months, all of the other hijackers who were not pilots arrived in the United States in pairs. These men came from varied backgrounds. Some came from wealthy families and had good educations. Others came from poor families and had virtually no education. Some had exhibited a great deal of religious commitment. Some had not. Some had struggled with depression or alcohol abuse. Others seemed simply to be drifting in search of a purpose. For all their differences, there were some significant similarities as well. All of them had been exposed to extremist ideas through family, friends, or clerics, and had become radicalized as a result of that exposure. All of them, once committed to militant Islam, had traveled to Afghanistan to train in the camps of the exiled Osama bin Laden. Nearly all were joined in America by at least one male relative. They were young, all but one were under 30, and 9 were younger than 23. Of the non-pilots, all but one were Saudi. The last pair of hijackers, Salim al-Hazmi, Nawaf al-Hazmi's brother, and Abdulaziz al-Yumari, arrived in New York on June 29th. Khalid al-Midar, having recruited many of the new arrivals as the muscle in the hijackings, waited to see that his charges were safely in America, and then, on July 4th, he returned as well. Days later, Omar al-Bayoumi, the man who had helped the first two future hijackers get settled in San Diego, left America for Birmingham, England. All of the September 11th hijackers were now in the United States. On May 24th, Marwan al-Shehhi flew from New York to San Francisco on a Boeing 767, the first in a series of scouting flights the hijackers began taking between the northeastern United States and California.